Rosh Hashanah Vimari. Mil the Sig of Oil, Simin Shin Des Bob by Sif Beis. We have the Sig in Erev and Dafko Beis by the case of boats over there. The Mechab is bringing down. Basically, that you have a boat where you have these rings going one side to another. What comes out, the two of Fanim, the Gate of Sig are being Toysefes Oil Arai. You have one case where the pole itself is a thick of a tefach. Once it's inside of a tefach, it itself is an oil, and then we can moist it to it. Or a second case, where the pole itself is not thick as a tefach, but between one pole to the second pole, it's less than three tefachim, a sugar called lavad, and then it has the idea of a tefach, and then we can moist it to it. Two separate cases. Now first, when it says the idea over here, the words of Gemara is moistiv al oil arayu, be moistiv al oil aray. What exactly does it mean to be moistiv al oil aray? That means you have a case over here of an oil that's kva, and moist upon that oil that's kva, that's teraiso. You have a case over here that's an oil arai, and moist upon that an oil arai, that's mutter. What happens when the oil itself is kva, can be moist upon that an oil that's arai? That means reading Gemara sounds like being moist of all oil arai, the thing itself has to be arai, and that should be moist. But let's say the thing itself is kva, and you're being moist to it a case that is arai. That means it sounds like these poles will always be kviyas there. And you're being moistened to something called arai. Is that going to be mutter or osir? Because the oil itself is kva. That means the words of Gemara, the kim to the Gemara sounds like the poles are always there. Yet the words of Gemara be moistened al oil arayu. That the oil itself has to be a case that is arai. So Be'ez Hashem, Ba'ilim will learn the sigur of mitriya, umbrellas. We'll see the night of Yehuda inside, I hope. And we discussed this question and says the words of Gemara is al oil arai. The oil itself has to be arai, and we must it to that an arai. That's the case of my said smutter. Very good. Right, that's the question. What is the metzias of these poles in the boat? The Rebbe doesn't understand the metzias and the poles in the boat is they themselves were arai. They were there before Shabbos, but they themselves were arai, being moist of two, moist of al oil arai. At Sada Sheni, as they point out from the Gemara and Kufcha Feim and Beis, Sugar Kachaloin, that's brought down by the Mishabur and the Magavram, Kamat Mafush and Simon Shini Gimel Sif Aleph, they write the case of there, Makova to Sevas oil arai, by Kachaloin is the window stopper, where the Gag is Be'etzem is Kva. We moist it to that, this Kachaloin. Says the Mishmur Mar Avram, that Lachori, even though the case over here that the Gag is Kva, we moist it to it a case of Kachaloin when there's Arai, and therefore might say it's more not like the Night of Yudah. Therefore, the Shmur, once Mishmur goes this way, says Shmur Shabbos, the Urcha Shabbos, because the Shmur is being down, the case over there is even though you're building from the Kva, but once that the service is Arai, the might say it's more. Now, once we have a case over here, that the Tosefes Oil Arai is Mutter, Tosefes Oil Kva Mais is Osir. Let's say your Das is to, even though the Kimta is to be Kva, but you want to make it Arai, you know that on Shabbos you can make Kva. Say if you make it Arai. So that's Kain, the same question we had the Sugya in Simon Yud Zayin by case of Kosher. Not the Derech is to be Kva, but you know what? You will change, you can make it in case of Arai. Or then the place can speak out. But since the derech is kvar, you won't have a head to being arai, shem yimlich. The Yivet says the grass over here, the same side. And nafkin be the case of sukkah. On the case that a sukkah is a case of kvar, which would be machlokes, but on this case is a case of kvar, from Godim and the Tereis Yisrael, let's say you want to do a tesefes to the case over here on sukkahs, the das to take it down the next day. We mutl be also. According to the grass, since you have a chash, shem yimlich, a case of a didn't the rice, it sounds like. He also come and will not let you do an oil arai if the kimta is bedarked to be a case of kva. Now, we're saying this hefta being moist of oil arai. The kimta of pashas is when you have the gag that's kva, you moist it to it from the gag and onwards. Let's say if I curse, you want to be moist from the second side. You have the kva, you want to be moist from the other side, the case that's arai, towards the case that's kva. Towards the case that's a gag. Is that going to be mutter or osir? The one in the main akhmin is a risa tinak, where's the Mishnah Brua? You have a stroll over here. So So let's say you have a case of a stroller, that you have a case of a tefillah that's opened already. And then what people want to do about the case of the rain, they want to put it on a rain cover. So if you put the rain cover from the back on where the oil is there, that's being moisture. That's not a problem. But the derech, what the oilim seems to go do, is what's more convenient. You take the rain cover, you put it on from the front, and the oil's only in the back, and they're doing it backwards, being moisif, the seventh oil to the gag, which the seventh oil happened before it was connected to the case of the gag. The question is that the maisa mutter? Happy to seventh oil from the gag? Was it even enough towards the gag? Maisa, there's a chaznish that seemed to say, and the Shmir Shabbos brings down the Shmir Shabbos from a Schlesinger, Pshat in the chaznish, and the Rosh Shabbos brings it down that way. So the bottom, they tied it, the loch has to be daft in the case from the gag. Have it towards the gag. That's not to sevis oil. To sevis oil means from the oil, not towards it. Now, Maisa Shmir Shabbos, who says Alochal, I want to say it has to be Dafka case over here, again, it's from the gag. He says, how it brings down Shlomo Zalman in the footnote, that it really depends. If the case over here is one material, one goof, one entity over here, that's clearly Nikri, you come to your Maisa towards it, that's Kain, the same idea from the gag. I mean, everyone sees me putting on this rain cover. It's not doing different shlavim over here, different materials over here. The whole pulu is coming to be moisture to the gag. That's different the category of the maisa of being kain idea being to a service oil. A gam read or chashavis or a simple bottom. They did not seem to go this way. They understand adding in a rain cover has to be a case over here that be'etzem has to be from the gag and not vice versa. Major enough kamino. They do point out the idea of to a service oil does not make a difference whether it's a different material, the same material. Maisa, once the case of Mutal Aisif can be even different materials, still, the Chalagetav itself, according to Chaznish, put down by the Svarim. Now, when we have the Lochal, let's say an oil that was made better on Shabbos. You can make an oil on Shabbos, different Akimtas, one example, you do it backwards. You do from the case of Lamata Lamailo, was put down in Sev Gimel and Sev Vav. In the case over here, let's say, for example, they came along the kids, they want to play oil, and they want to do what the Aisif is, very simple. You tell the kids, put the tent, the blankets up, and tell the kids to slide the chairs underneath. Now, once you have that, and they made it ready the case of the oil on Shabbos, could you be moisif to that oil? It's the oil arai, they come to be moisif. That means the mevuch among the achronim, they're saying the seventh oil is mutter to an oil. Is that an oil that was there before Shabbos? Or even an oil that Maisi made on Shabbos, he made it beheter? So there is a taste of Shabbos once you make oil. Maisa, taste of oil, is more to the case of oil. Maisa chaznish, and they bring down from the Ashiv and the Dine Fish and others, look at the kimtas of the Peshkim, the Rishonim, all times they discuss a case of a pre-existing oil. The oil already was there. Chazal were not goyza, taste of oil, when the oil already was there. However, to make the oil to be moisted to that on Shabbos, the fact that the steamers of Peshkim do not bring down that a kimto being milmat l'mayla be moisif, sounds like it should be also. The Gam can argue the point, say, to seventh oil. Maisa Svamas seem to go to be Machmer, say there's not Nichol Neheter to seventh oil when the oil is made on Shabbos, the Gam remain Beheter. Another question then, get to seventh oil. A half a tefach is not an oil. The seventh half a tefach is also not an oil. You want to do it to seventh half a tefach to a pre existing oil that was a half a tefach before Shabbos. Is there going to be any problem? Chaim not to discuss this question. Like Rav Halbusham says, Avada, why not? At the end of the day, Maisi made oil over here. Therefore, Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, and Chaim, being down, I'll be Pashish Shaboy. The loch is, you have to have a tefach to be Maisi to that. Even though now you're only doing half a tefach, at the end of the day, you made oil on Shabbos, tefach Maisi should be also. They were saying over here, the loch is, negate the seventh oil, you have to have a tefach before Shabbos. What is practically the sheer tefach? So first, they gave it to the Israelis, those of you centimeters in English. It goes according to Mechaim, no, it's 8 centimeters. According to Chaznish, it's 9.6 centimeters. From Moshe drop less, 9.5. That means between 8 to 10 centimeters. For the Americans, from Mechaim, no, it's 3.15. For the Chaznish, it's 3.78. Moshe drop less than that. Basically, between 3 and 4 inches. That's a shear of a case of a tefach. Either, again, 8 to 10 centimeters, or 3 to 4 inches over here. Now, once we have the sheer tefach, what is it encompasses inside the sheer tefach? That means the Beis Yosef brings down a ritfo that wants to be daik toisus apirashi, like a case of a kricho. That means a case over here of an oil tefach moisiv is water. Let's say you have this thing that's rolled up all together. Now, the case of a kricha, is a kricha in and of itself counted for the shir tefach? Was not counted the shir tefach? Again, Tosfos doesn't want to die from Rashi, the mice is counted. At the end of the day, Rashi wants to disagree and say the kricha, the mice is not counted. Now, does Rashi agree or disagree? The Bach wants to say Rashi agrees to it. The Shai Tzim brings down that also the Goyin wants to say the Goyin says that's Bukhuk from the Sugi that way. The Rashi and Maisa agrees. The Maisa, Alocho, a couple of we are Paskin, the Chabad is very clear that the Alocho of Tevach is without the Kricho. However, the question is, we say Tevach is without the Kricho, on what level are we not counting the Kricho? Is it Midinoi or Mitzad Chomer Shavoy? That means the question is the nafmina fakert. Let's say a person has something that's rolled up. The kricha itself is a tefach. Can you go over to a pot? We'll get to the end of the simon by big pots. A bayah of a case of oil. The tefach brings down over here. Can you put the kricha on top of a case of a pot? I mean, again, the kricha is not the shiva tefach. But maybe we'll take on Rashi or Chumro because it is the oil over here. That means, are we paskening the ritva? Medinoi? Or mechosh for the ritva? Mechosh for Rashi? Kamal Vitaz, he says, Avadu a machmer for the Ritva. Rechoshu also for Rashi. They were both ways. Number one, the Kricha cannot count the Shia Tavach. But number two, we cannot put the Kricha on top of a pot inside the Sugi of Rashi. Both she does Rechoshu for. We're down with the Taisu Shabbos, Spanish Chai, numerous Paiskim. Then Rechoshu for two sides over here. Outside of Shaini, the Shai Simming down the Eli Rabban says, according to Ritva, the Meister Kricha is nothing. According to Rashi, maybe Rashi agrees to the Ritva. Why be choshish? That level lets me matim for the kricha on top of a pot. No problem. Atzad shlishi, kamal mishibur mingdal maimam Mordechai, one sign of fakert. The old isvara of the Ritva is that a kricha, when you come to undo, is not mercy, like the sugi of an oil. They have been moistive to it. But about the Ritva agrees it is an oil, the kricha in and of itself. Even the Ritva himself agrees to put it down on a pot, the mice is also Medinoi. I mean, Avadi Rashi, Koshin Aser, what they call the Shitas Rashi. But even the Ritva is only saying, wanting Machmed to serve oil in the Kricho, is not Merci. In the case of Maiso, to put it down straight, that is a Mitzi, it's an oil over here. That would be the case of Maiso, it's also. David Mishmur brings down the Maim Mordechai to say, it's also Medinoi, not like again the Taz saying, only Tzad Chumru Shaboy. El Rebbe wants to be Makel. Mishmur wants to ask the Medina, it's a Maim Mordechai. Mishmul Maisa goes this way. Chura, an afkamino.
Putting the on top of a pot.
Right.
They're using it as a
pot. Right.
So
according to the Taz, you want to say according to the ritual should be mortar. Because the kricha doesn't count as being part of the oil.
No, but using it as an oil, you can't say
not. Says the Taz, only according to Rashi. That's what Taz is saying. Yelda, I want to see Michael. A simple nafkamino is basically, let's say you have your stroller that's crunched up. Now, let's go on the assumption that crunched up the stroller is nichol nesugi of kricho. And now you want to put the rain cover on top of it. Now this kricho over here that's crunched up has a shir tefach. Could a person now take an other material, put a machzelas on top of a kricho? That means a kimto over here by the case of the kricho, it's a base, is we're taking the kricha and you're unrolling it. So you're undoing the kricha. That's the kim to the ritual says the kricha doesn't count. But let's say I'm not unrolling the kricha. I'm leaving the kricha as is. I'm adding another material. Basically, again, in the case of your stroller, it's crunched up, and you want to put on this rain cover on top of it. Another material. What would the ritual hold in that case? What would Rashi hold? What would the shittas be over here? Kamal Chaznish, the time is, when you put another material on top of it, the mice it's mutter. Mutter. Brought down by Archa Shabbos and others. But Pasha, he is Lashitosoi. Once the Chadish went like the Mishavu, like the Maimon Mordechai, then everyone agrees that the mice, the Kricho Be'etzem, is an oil. Only tell the Sukkot that Loi Merci coming to be Machmer. So that is, so now you have the Kricho. It counts. You can't be Moisiv to it. So Moisiv on something that's a Kricho, that's a case of an oil. You go like the Taz and the Eli Rabbo. The kricha is not oil accuser, nothing. So come on, to be moisif, a machzelis to a kricha, should be making oil on Shabbos, which is also making oil around Shabbos, that's also. That means from a bringing down the chaznish to be makel on the machzelas on top of a kricho, but pash is only shitosoi, and again a mess of nafkamino is a rain cover on top of your stola once pushed together. Which now leads to the question, something crunched together, what is that? That's big nafkamino, right? We're saying a case of a kricho when it's rolled up. Okay, everyone knows what a stola is, right? Stola, you have a hood, open and close. Whether you can do that or not, we'll get to the next chabur, if you want to open and close. When it's closed, the ma'isa, it's all crunched together. That's not a case of a kricho, it's just pushed together. Something that's being pushed together, what exactly is that? Is that kricho? Have the chumra, the ritva? Well, no, nothing to do with that. That time it's still open, it's a little bit different. So there is a mirikash over here, that's brought down by the chito, the kabachayim. We want to say something that's gargom, is kapeles, an accordion, the ma'isa, is not the sugya of a kricho. Kricha batsim, it sounds like you're undoing what's rolled there, whether it's on top or on bottom. If batsim pushed together, maisa counts.
This rule of harvan.
Very good. Maisa, the chsam sofer, first he has a chew in the gate to mitriot by the case of umbrellas. He brings down this chido. They said, I don't understand. The chido is called Murikash, said, I didn't see the Murikash inside. It says, at the end of the day, the maisa, what's the swat to mechalik? At the end of the day, this thing is put crunched together and rolled together. What's the difference? Should be the same inside. Boy, Luchor, the Raya, like Moshe over here saying, is that the Mishmur brings down the end of Sef Aleph, Sef Kon Yud Aleph, and the Chai Odom, the case over here by Mechitzes and Mascapelas, Mechitzes, he says has a sugyo, has the same sugyo like case in oil. And Mascapelas, the Meister does not count as being the Shia over here, the Shia Tevach, who would then by the case of the rolled up on top should not be the Shia Tevach. And if it sounds like the Mishmur, Chai Odom Mechitzer, the Loch of Mascapelas is the case of like a Kricho, and then they'll come out, the Nafkamin will be, can you put your rain cover on top of your stroller? L'chorat Shabbos. According to Taz, according to Ritva, according to El Rabba, L'chorat, there's no tefach there. No tefach making oil on Shabbos. L'chorat should be also. Again, the swarm did not go this way. They went for the Chaznish, went with the Mishmur, the Maim Mordechai. And they hold the case of a Kricha, Medina is there. And they want Tanamach to tell us the Maisa is Mutter. Now, in this ago, we have the case of Lovod. I mean, it's very simple. You have a case of a rope, and then 5 centimeters, and another piece of rope, another 5 centimeters, another piece of rope, and 5 centimeters less than one to another is a case of lovet. Now, the Shulchan Aruch, Apid Gemara, Betzim has two cases by the case of the boat. He has a case of the boat where you have a case of a tefach of the oil, the close to the whole entire tefach, and you want to be moist to it, or you have the boat that you have this rope or this bar going across the whole entire boat. The question is, when you have a case of lovod, could you be moistif from the lovod and onwards? That means by the case of the tefach, avad you have a tefach over here, can be moistif onwards. By the case of the lovod, is it can be only moistif in the lovod, or can it also be moistif from the lovod? So speak of the Mishavua, Sekon Yud Gimel, and Sekon Chofei twice. Not only can you moistif in the lovod, can you moistif onwards from the lovod. Says the Chazanish, Lamaisi, you read the Gemara, in the Shulchan Aruch, once being arrived in the Sugya of Tumo, we don't see anywhere that you say it. The Gemara is saying that either with a tevach and moistif from it, or when the boat has lovod the whole way through, you moistif in between. Then he wants to argue the point, saying the Gemara is a kintas daf can be moistif in the lovod and not from the lovod. Shmuel Orbach, I see what's going between, according to Eis and the Sora, can say, wants a Taino, what are you doing with this Lovet over here? He said, when in a case over here of Lovet, that you are being putting the oil in between the Lovet, so you're using the Lovet as a Mechitza in Mitzias, then you can be Moisef to it. Well, the might say, if you're not putting a Mechitza on top of the Lovet, so it's only oil belumdis. You only have an oil belumdis, hacking Moisef from it. What's the mechalik, whether you're covering the lovet itself or not? Or you can say the Chalitz Chaim disagreed. It says, the end of the day, lumdis is the oil. It can't be moistened from it. That's a shigal das question. Three ways how to look upon it. Now, try to make it a little practical, the sugya of oil and the sugya of lovet together. But a person, again, he has a stroller. So in one case, people want to do, they want to put the rain cover on top of it to block the rain. There's another case in the summer when they want to put something called a mosquito net on top of it to block from bugs. It's very hot outside. You don't want the kids to get bitten by bugs, bee, or flies, don't want the kid to be bothered. You want the ear to get inside. So the question now is, when you put the mosquito net, let's go very simple, let's say there's no hood there, and you want to put the whole entire mosquito net on top of it. Is there a sugya of fakert, not saying lovid, lukulo, I mean, until now, it's saying love in the case over here, once last month we talk, when we moist it from the love, you already have oil before Shabbos. You say over here, love it, luchumro. That means you have this net with a bunch of holes inside of it. You put it on top. What's going to ask it? You say, love it, luchumro. Now you just made it oil on Shabbos.
What's the love?
That you have the holes there, and all less than 3 tefachim, obviously. Right? They're tiny holes, and they're all stuck together, so you put oil there with holes.
Why do we have to come on to love? That itself, it's not...
The holes there.
Everything is holes if you zoom in.
So how much? What's the share? Not zooming in. It's made, we want things to go through. Right? We want air to go through. Not just some holes zooming in. Is that oil? You let it put a mosquito net on top of something. Great question. And people do it on not only the stroller, they do it also on the bassinets, they do it also on top of their cribs. You go outside, they in the summer, they put the cribs outside, the kids go to sleep, they put it on the top. Is that also some water? So first, the question, Beklolius, mosquito net. I assume everyone knows what that is, right? Fine. So first, Beklolius, you say love of the chumra, not the gemara, took it off your test over there.
Isn't that like
a mishmeris? Also, we'll get to that. It's a good point. Similar idea. Come on, the same idea. So first, it is a question of doing a love l'chumra. Gemara took it off your test from Aleph. The Gemara says over there, we do not say, we paskin, at least, don't say it machlekes. Paskin, don't say love l'chumra. You don't say love l'chumra. However, there are numerous questions on how to stand in the gate to us. That means the first one, the gate to the sugya of sukkah. Let's say your neighbor has, on top of your sukkah, has wires to hang out in his laundry. Come to the place, can say, even though less than 3 tefachim together, you don't say love l'chumra. However, said of Shlomo Zalman, that's true in the gate to your laundry, but let's say he has a gate, a window, that's stuck out on top of you, and there, the gate is less than 3 tefachim, but the whole point is to close off that area. That's the point of a gate, to not let robbers inside. That's, in Chaim does work, we didn't love it, and you'll have a bayam to have a sugi of a sukkah. Big Chiddush brought down the Mesfarim, and the Cheshleim, and the that love is, don't say l'chumra when I don't want to be closed off. Well, I don't want to be closed off. You're by having to have the sugya of love, even in the case of Sukkot. That's Aleph. Second, over here, the Shemir Shabbos might speak to Yom Kirege over here at Sebeis. And he wants a Tanya Chanami. We will not say loved l'chumra. Second point. However, coming to Shemir Shabbos says a third point, that's only to make the Shir Tefach. But let's say the Resh in and of itself has a Shir Tefach. Put all the material together and might say has a Shir Tefach. Then the Resh in of itself has Tefach over here. And then it says, Shmir Sham Kul Chosay, the Maisa to be Machmer, because Sacha Kol, the Resh itself has a Shir Tefach. How he says, on that, is exception to that, he says. Right, may make different Shlavim over here. That means, again, it comes out, Lov L'chum is one question. Come on, Kivag, the Maisa wants to be Mekel. A third point over here, but Sacha Kol, the other Shir Tefach to be Machmer over here. They get involved with a fourth Sugyo. Of the idea over here is parts Muba ala Oymed. The only time we want to say the sugya of Lovid is when Oymed Muba ala Parit. Let's say parts Muba ala Oymed. Come on the Bear Moshe in the Shmotus, you want Taina, then we won't be Machma in the case of this mosquito nets. More time with Shlomo Zalman, Shmir Shabbos, and others being down the seaside over here. Now, is the mosquito nets parts Muba ala Oymed the Metzias? I'm not sure. You're saying no, he's saying yes, very good. Great question. We're not sure. But it'll come out again, a Nafkamina, what to go do? By the mosquito nets. That means there's a simple bottom, nice, interesting. On top, he comes along and says, Maisa to be Machmer. The footnote he brings down the bottom, however, as far as Mubal Oymed, he says, Maisa to be Mekel. So I assume he sounds like the Matthias was, it was Oymed Mubal. Footnote he points out, if it's not the way, the Maisa can be Mekel. So it comes out, this idea of mosquito nets, really, three shlavim, let's go according to Shmir Shabbos. Number one, he said, the Maisa, as the Sugi of Lovid, not to be Machmer. Number two, he says, but let's say even out in Lovid, you have the Shia of Tevach beside the material itself, you do have to be Machmer. But number three, he says, exception in the case of parts Mubala Oymed. Again, what do the mosquito nets? Again, these are the questions here. You have to know how to apply practically what's going on with these nets in and of itself. If you have a case over here where, already where you have the oil opened, Tosefes oil, the ma'aseh mimotir. That won't be a problem. The last point in Sepeis is the idea of what we call oil arai. Now first, what is this man of oil arai? So the Mishnah Berurah writes, Sekot Olam Beis, Sekot Olam Hein, the Shai Tzin, Sekot Olam Vav. His words are very clear. Kama yomim. Numerous days. That's pretty ambiguous, as my father is telling me right now. What does it mean, kama yomim? So one makor they send you to is a sugya on Sukkah. And over there, the Pirim Gadim, over here, and Tiferes Olam, down, by Sukkah, we know to Sukkah, to live inside is 8 days, is kvar. Less than 8 days is arai, but Sukkah be'etzim nichol negeder kvar. Even the geder one taino is a Sukkah is 8 days is keva, less than the case of arai. The question in Simon Shinu Gimel Sef Aleph, by the case of Kachaloin, the Bialocho, and also what it says in Sefov, he says, B'loshin Eshev, in place of Shabbos, the geder of kvar is 30 days. The Chodeshani over there wants to disagree, it says 8 days, but the Chodesh Chaim goes to the geder of 30 days. And the Choynim, that's him, the Teres of Chachom already asks the question, what's going on over here? How can we be over here 30 days? Here's 8 days, the same as Sugi over here. What is the definition of Kfa?
We also have
that Kesher, different than the Kesher. See, Kesher is, I agree, but I think it's a little bit different. Because it is Motor, Drabon, the Rice. The Rice has to be Oilam. Drabonon, we're discussing, is it 7 days or 30 days or one day? Right, 1 day or 7 days. Best thing to get to the Rabbanans. I mean, here it's causing kfar, which causes the case of the Raisas. So, Yesh L'chalek.
What's
the name from Sukkah? Sukkah, they're calling it a Sukkah that's kfar. From Godam and the Pharisee, bringing them from the Sukkah of Sukkah is called kfar.
Not because it's Sukkah,
for Sukkah? So those want to argue back. Tesh Chalm says, no, Raya. We'll say Sukkah is Nichol Ged of Arai. What?
Sukkah
is Divasarai. Divasarai, forget. Losh Divasarai. We can make it kfar, the Gemara says. But you can't make a kvar. How can you make a kvar? The Metzias is only 8 days. But you have a right to make an aray, but the best one is kvar. So the way the Orchel Shabbos, how he wants to answer a little bit of this kasha, L'chor has a svar to it. You really have to take the tzura into account. That means the Shemeshi and Gimel will discuss the case of kachaloin, the case of a gag. That means the gag is kvias, but kachaloin is made to go in and out. So everyone sees be'etzem it's aray. So to make it ace aray, the kibta is, you have to leave it there for 30 days. Other cases where you don't clearly see it's made to go in and out, like a sukkah, you put up the schach and the walls there, I don't see it's made to go up and down 30 days. Then we can say the point over there is, get it 8 days. That means, said Ocho Shabbos, the tzura takes into account, it's very good why the Mishmur is ambiguous. So this man is kamiyomim. What does that mean, kamiyomim? Give a number. It depends, you have to judge it, see what the kibta is. If there's a kachalon, you see it's made to go in and out. It has to be longer. Other case would be a case that will be that shorter. Maybe. Sivkim or the case of the sugya of Gag together with the relationship of the sugya of Mechitzas. Now, the gate to an oil, the chor, there are three different levels that a person can have. You have something that's called an oil gomer. That means basically the oil is made to protect. It's raining outside, you want to protect yourself. Sunny outside, you want to protect yourself. It's called an oil gomer. A second case, punkvakert. You have a zero interest what's underneath. You can only use what's on top. Lash shulchan aruch is a shulchan. You want to eat on top of the table. Underneath is meaningless. Nothing there. In between level, as we call the oil b'miksas, is that you're coming to do the thing on top, but coming to use also underneath. When you make a bed, come to sleep on top of it. But also, you want the space underneath, because when the father says, put away your shoes, put them underneath the bed. Well, Babasra, Tamachochim, underneath his bed. So you want both. They mean Iker can be on top, but you also want the space underneath. So again, we have three levels. An oil gomer, a mixus oil, and not made for any ishtamshis at all. First, the three levels. And each one, do you need mechitzas or not? So first, a case of an oil gomer. Again, for case of rain. There's a writ for the Watana that maybe says that the aloch is without mechitzas mutter. However, it's very clear, the Rashbo, the Ran, the Rosh, they come along and say, without mechitzas, the mice, it's still also. So Ol Gomer, better be making this way. And then what's Taz goes this way, Magaram, the Shmuel numerous times brings down this aloch, that an gag, an oil gomer, for rain, for protection, mice, without mechitzas, the case over here, it's also. That's clear. The opposite case, the person is not made for any ishtamps at all underneath. Again, what they call the case of a shulchan bezman hachazal. is the locha without mechitzas? What's the locha by two mechitzas? What's the locha by four mechitzas? So first, without any mechitzas, before Shamo, in the case of Sforim, you put one safe on one side, one safe on the other side, put a safe on top. Says Shamo, the Maisa Wise and Mutter, because you do not need the Avir underneath. Therefore, we see there are 2 points. Number one, without any mechitzas, the Maisa Mutter. Number two, even with two mechitzas, you have Sforim, one safe on one side, one on the other side, it's also Mutter. I mean, even though the Bach wants to be machmir in the case of two mechitzas, or the Shabbos and others, the mice and the mishmur, the taz go like they're all, with the case of two mechitzas, the mice it's mutter. The question is, when you have a case over here of a gag with four mechitzas, what's the locha in that case? That means there's a long taz over here, and it wants a taino, it's true you do not want the space underneath. There's no need for it. Case of a shulchan. However, since it looks like an oil, it appears like an oil, it built like an oil, it looks like a duck, it quacks like a duck, and it appears like a duck, we give the halacha like an oil. Didn't drop on over here. So we went to the Taz, it's right to be used like a case of an oil for a case of protection. Therefore, come up to be mach, megam is not made for that. Therefore, the machzah shekel, teishu Shabbos, they come along and say that something not made at all for protection, or for space, the maishi have four mechitzes is also. Come along with Shaitzi, and he brings down, the other rabbi disagrees. Where's the oil over here? I want the shulchan only on top. The grass disagrees. It's very soil. The chazanist might have passed the kula not to be choishes for this. However, at the end of the day, the mishavua he ends up saying, "Nochem avadai lochosh the divertaz." Leave the shram coming and say very clearly that the loch is farkert to be choishes for the taz shito. The loch is that when a person does not want anything underneath, not even for the space, still by dal mechitz to be machmer. So you went from two ends over here. A case over here where it's made for oil for protection, that any mechitzas is also. When a place is not made for anything at all, with four mechitzas, vada nochel lochosh, the case that has. Now the question is, what about in between? First you come along to a case of a mito, where he does want his face underneath, but the main function is to sleep on top of the bed. What's the locha in that case? So Beis Yosef being done the machloikis, what they call machloikis tosfos versus the Rashbo. Tosfos, the Sugya and Bayan, Daflam Beis and Beis, says the loch is without mechitzas, lemaisa is mutter, unless you have mechitzas. At Tzad HaSheni, the Rashba says, even without mechitzas, since you want the space underneath, lemaisa comes up to be machmer. Tosfos over here, lemaisa is mekel, without the mechitzas, the bealocha brings down, it's a smack. It's also the sheet of the Rosh, the Gois Maimonides. At Tzad HaSheni, the Beis Yosef brings down, who goes like the Rashba? The Ran, the Magen Mishnah, clear machlokes among the Shenim, what's a locha? When you want the space without any mechitzas. At the end of the day, the mechab is very clear and Sif Gimel, Lemais to be Mekel, the Elohim being Zan, Warak, the Beis Yitzv holds it, Dindu Abonim, Machlokes among the Shonim, Lemais to be Mekel. The Taz, Lemais have passed the Lekul over here, Tosha Shabbos, the Graz, Chayodim, Aruch HaShulchan, and others. They come along to be Machmal unless you have a case of Chura, two mechitzas. Now, two mechitzas, the way the Graz says over, is Zeh Keneged Zeh, Aruch HaShulchan says the one opposite another. The way the Chodshani says, even when a case in the corner, there's one side by the other side. Otherwise, the Adonim Mechitzis, Lemaisa, a case of it to be Mekel. Not like the Bach, Shukneth, Gdela, won't be Machm in the case of Mechitzis. The Maisa, the Mishavu is very interesting. He has long be a locha. He ends off with these words, Lechatchila near Toiv Lochish the Divir Rashbo. Avada, the correct thing to be Chosh for the Rashbo. Now, when you read the first words, Toiv Lochish, means Avada, it can be Mekel. But Toiv Lochish. He ends off, therefore, went to Yosel Lilachmer, Imloy Beshas Adchak. Just to understand the words of Mishmur, a lot of times Mishmur says, Toiv Lochosh. Well, yeah, Toiv Lochosh. Mishmur says, what I mean is, less of Beshas Adchak. That means Mishmur is telling you to be Machmer, less of Beshas Adchak. Might be a Gilin all the times also. Toiv Lochosh means that's what you're supposed to go do. People say, Toiv Lochosh, yeah, it's a nice thing. But it's kind of telling you what Toiv Lochosh means. If it's not b'shas etchak, the mice will be machmer. We have the sheet of the Rashbo. That means out of the mechitzas, you want the space underneath the mice to be machmer. There's also a shayit scene in some Tokov Beis. Come on, the same sugi over there. The being down says, even though the minig is like the shulchan aruch, being down the minig olim shemekel, still b'vada yish lachmer. That means he agrees the minig shemekel, and he knows the mice are showing him in the case to up on over here to mice to be mekel. But only time he mekel when b'shas etchak, toiv lochosh. So Maisa, what comes out over here, first, again, we have these three levels. Again, before the Taz comes out different than the Mishavura, just to be clear. The Taz comes out when you have no mechitzas, Halacha is only for the case of protection for an oil, a gomel might to be machmer. A case of two mechitas, then it goes up next shlav, said to be machmer for a case of space. You have four mechitas, usher, even in the case over here, that's usher in all cases. Those are three shlav according to the Taz. Which would not go this way. He says, but the case of the no mechitas, still to be choshev for the sheet of the Rashba when you want the space underneath. However, in the case we have two mechitas of Avada, also you want the space underneath. And four mechitas of Avada, that's the case that's also over here. By four, Avada, it's also. Tal mechitas, Maisa, the case of here. He says, the Rashba, no, he says, nothing but Taz. Taz, Machmer. You don't need it. It's the word Bevadai. Bevadai is different than Nochay. Bevadai, for sure. It's for sure be Machmer. I think. Now, again, once we have these three levels, with the oil call again, the oil gomer, we have a case of a meat and a case of a shulchan. Now let's analyze the case of a shulchan. There's not a chazal. Mita, what are you putting underneath there? Your shoes. So you want the space underneath. Therefore, we come along and say, Medina be also by two mechitas. Lachalachash, even though you want nothing there. By the shulchan, where exactly do you put your feet? So my father always tells us, put your feet on the table, don't put on the chair, right? That's it. So that's kachnoik, you're supposed to put your feet underneath the table. So why exactly is the shulchan, the case over here, the makor, the maisa, is you don't want the space underneath. And therefore, loch is that don't want the space. Medina the maisa, it's mutter. What do I mean? I want the space to put my feet there. And then according to the bialocho, and loy b'shaschak, you should be machmer. So, Shlomo Zalman, when he was asked this question in Shmir Shabbos, he wants to answer that the reason why you're putting your feet there, not because it belongs there. You have no other place to put them.
They get tossed. Is a folding table?
We'll get to it. No, maybe we'll get to that a little bit a different time. What?
Oh, it's a regular table.
I know. We'll get a semester. No, that'll be next to our folding table. A little bit different. Here we have. We'll get a semester. So if someone wants to answer, what of a simple bond, Mwataina, the only reason why is your feet, you have no place to go put. Maisa, Yeshlodin. Number one, first, to answer the Rishonim, the Maim Mordechai points out why they say the case of a mito is the case over here that's no space underneath. By the case of a shulchan, because at least in those days you could say the tables were lower, you ate by couch and your feet were sideways. So it could be it's no raya for the kimto of Rishonim to get us. Maybe our tables and Maisa are different. That's Aleph. Second, says the base mayor, why is the Rashba arguing on the Rosh for this kasha? You say, Echalami, the reason why to be machmer, why would you want this space underneath? Is because the Rashba held there's no chiluk. Because what I mean, also by the case of the shulchan, meet to the same thing over here. Number three is, where exactly do you put your chairs? So I'm not asking from feet. Why don't you ask from the case of chairs? And people, they do, they put the chairs underneath. That's where it goes, that's where it belongs. Maybe Shlomo Zalman only had folding chairs. I don't know. I assume they also had chairs in those days. Put underneath the table. That's where it belongs over here. I see a folding of carpets is question in the case of chairs over here. So, see, you have a bayah l'chura, the case of your feet, leish lodin. You have a case of chairs over here. So it sounds like maybe Echnami, our shulchan, bezman hazeh, comes out according to my mulacha and the base mayor, but then a carpet meister should be not nichol the get of a shulchan bezman hachazal, should be like the case of a mito. And therefore, once there's a case of a mito, when you the space underneath the maiso can long to be machm over here, again there are no mechitzas. Lumin lo shemana lo what? No, avada put your feet there. But can you make the table on Shabbos? That's the question. Avada put your feet there 100% on the table. The question is, Gimel, the Shulchan Aruch says, Maisa, person can make this table on Shabbos because not make the space underneath. So we'll get the frames. Now we're talking about, again, case making the frames with the table on top.
So you don't put the chairs on it. It's not made to.
No, why not? You put your chairs there.
It's not made to put on the chairs.
Wait, again, you have a couple of hours.
Table is made to put on the chairs.
People stand up, they put the chair in, or they leave a couple of hours, the chair goes there. I don't have, what's the difference between the case of your shoes and the case of chairs? Your shoes, why put your shoes underneath your bed? But long enough to your bed? No, you have space, you put it there.
When goes,
right, so when you get up, you put push your chair inside.
The shulchan is made when you stand up, you put it away.
People leave it there for a while, and it's made, the darcher's thing is usually, is when you get up from the table, you push your chair inside. That's where it goes. Especially in houses that are smaller, that's what you do.
Not this type of table.
I don't know. What?
You want it to be covered?
Yeah, what? That's what belongs. The chairs are wide.
So that, you want it to be covered.
I don't want protection. Space, again, the second level. Okay. It's all the mix-us. Shoes, I don't want to be protected by the bed. I want the airspace. Here also, I want the airspace for my chair there. It's very convenient. It's very kishmak. I want the airspace. And if I want the airspace, alochas, nochen lochas,
the reason why
I've had
is
airspace.
Airspace,
airspace.
Yeah,
space. So we'll have to get to Kizei Traskel, we'll have to get to that. Thanks, Chabur, about they attach the legs to the table.
Maybe the reason why it's.
We were just going when they're not attached. Right? We're putting on the poles, putting the bed on top. Without being attached.
Maybe it's a protection also when it's under the bed, it doesn't get lost.
That's not what the lotion of place can be. They want to use the airspace. Avir, loud dog protection. That's not my protection. No, no one's protecting my shoes.
No, it's not protecting as in protecting.
It's happening. I'm using the space. It's good for me. It's convenient. You also the chair. If it made out, the kid will step on it. Put it inside. It's better. It doesn't get knocked over the chairs. Has a mile to it. Now, a lot of you have a case over here of a table by the simcloth, and they hang over a lot of times the tablecloths, and the hard thing is behind it. But a lot of that's made clearly for space underneath. That's clear. You know, every time you move a simcha away, you see all the things underneath there. The lavad is made for space underneath. But I can even argue the point. Even our table is made for space underneath. Maybe. So you have a bayah, we'll type lochash of the rashb over here. If that's so, take a step further now. We're saying that locha negatum, the oil has to be done on Shabbos. Now to ask the things, you have to case of oil and a case of mechitzis. That means a case of either you're making the mechitzis on Shabbos, all four of them, or you're making two of them. When you want the space underneath Medina, you have to make two mechitzas. Now the oil being made on Shabbos, when are you making the mechitzas? Is the mechitzas made before Shabbos? Let's say the two or the four, and you put the oil on top on Shabbos? Or the mechitzas have to be made on Shabbos in and of itself? So Elim Sot Taisus Nafal Bezim Bezim Beyo. Taisus speaks out, what is the heter? Take your pot off the kira, put it back. When you put the pot back on top of the queue has mechitzas. Put the pot on top of the case of oil, and you're doing a case of oil on Shabbos. What is the heter? So Tosfos, the reason why it's mutter is because over here there are mechitzas not made on Shabbos. Mechitzas not made on Shabbos. So we see Tosfos very clear, brought down in the Taz, Maravon, Mishmur brings it down seven different times, that the loch is the mechitzas have to be made on Shabbos to aser it. Put an oil on top of something that mechitzes on Shabbos and might say it's mutter. Now let's take it a step further. According to the Rashba, it says even without mechitzes to be machmer, in the case where it's made for the space underneath, that means the case of a meat over here, make a very similar case over here. Your bed in yeshiva has a metal bed frame. That metal bed frame has two bars in between. You put a piece of wood there, you put a mattress on top. It has no mechitzas, it only has four poles. The question now over here is, can you put the metal bed frame down at the mattress or the piece of wood on top? When you made the pole, can you do the poles before Shabbos be mutter? I'm saying, according to Taisus, mechitzas be done on Shabbos to aser it. Mechitzas done before Shabbos won't aser it. The poles, you say the same side. When there's no demechitzes, I mean, the ground holds, you do not need a demechitzes for the space underneath. But how do you get it? How do you put the oil there? How do you do it? You have the poles there. That means you put the bed frame there. If the bed frame there is before Shabbos, can you put the mattress on top?
Wait, does it even have the demechitzes if it's just poles?
That's the question. That's what I'm asking. I'm asking, just like the mechitzes have to be made on Shabbos, does the pole also be made on Shabbos? And therefore, since the poles were there before Shabbos, you won't have the chumrah anymore. The rash, because when the mattress down, what's the lach in the getter poles? It's poles again. The rash says, frame, by your bed, you want to put your shoes underneath. It's called mixes oil. You have a frame over there, but you only have four poles. It does not go down to the ground. You want this space underneath. Can you put a top of it, a piece of wood there on Shabbos? Or you made oil on Shabbos. It's not love, it's not less than 3 tefachim. Can you do that on Shabbos? According to the Rashba. Can you do that on Shabbos? So, there's a Rashba in Afkuf Lamaches. It sounds like, and the Chanish brings down, just like Tosfos holds, mechitzas have been made on Shabbos, the poles also have been made on Shabbos. And therefore, it come out, you want to put your mattress down on top of Maisa's water. The Rosh Shabbos brings down that way. However, they point out, the Chanish himself points out, the Chur, the Goyin that's brought down in the Bialocha holds not that way. Bialocha wants to bring it down a Raya from the Goyin that the case of without Mechitzas Lamaisa's Mutter, but the case of Mito, not like the Rashba. Says, what's his Raya? How do you have a case of Milamata Lamailo? How do you have a case of Milamata Lamata? How do you have a case that's backwards? If you put Milamailo, how do you have that? It's going to fall down. Lamai, there are poles there. So you see the case from Milamai Lamato must be without Mechitzas Lamai says Mutter. What do you mean? I'll tell you why, what the Kimta is. The case over here is when the poles were made before Shabbos. That's the other Kimta. Says the Chanish, you see the Goyin's Raya from Milamai Lamato. They did not, he said, they bring a Raya from there without Mechitzas Mutter. I'll give you a very simple case. How did you have such a Kimta? The poles before Shabbos. Elamai, even poles before Shabbos, Mai says also. So it comes out according to the Chavetz Chaim, from the Goyin, what it sounds like, that you cannot put your mattress down on top of your poles or your frame of your bed that was there from before Shabbos. Look, Machlokes, Chaz Nish versus the Mishnah Berurah. Siftal, the sugya of Stiro. Now the case of Siftal, the case of Amito, the person made on Shabbos, mixes oil, the person wants to be Seisir it. That means he made it on Shabbos, he wants to be Seisr. Now, with the Mekoros being Seisr and oil, it's very simple. That means the 34th and 35th Melacha is the case over here of Baino and Seisr. That means the Tolda of Baino is oil. The 34th Melacha, the 35th Melacha, the Tolda of Seisr, means Seisr the oil. So there are two different cases over here. We have the case of building the oil, the case over here of being Seisr the oil. So, how do you apply that? In certain cases, for example, that you have a person has a Isser, to make the oil, do we always have, passion is every time you have an is to make the oil, you have an is to be sized to the oil. Question of how far do you take that you side? That means, for example, a person cannot make a mechitza materas on Shabbos. Sif Aleph. So let's say before Shabbos he came along and he took a rolling mechitza and put it in front of his farm to mark the tashmish Friday night. Come along Shabbos morning, he has this rolling mechitza over here. Doesn't want people to walk through the room and see he has a mechitza in front of his farm. He wants to take it away. See us. Do you have a right to be Seisr or Mechitza Materas on Shabbos? One more time. There's a Av of Baino as an Av of Seisr. Who's a Tolda of Baino's oil, Tolda of Seisr, being Seisr the oil. Sorry? So we had a Mechitza Materas with Machma Al Sugim oil, even though oil Arai Maisa is Makel. Because Mater is coming to be Machmer. The Cheshivah of Mater is coming to Asat's oil. It's being as oil. The oil of the Isra of oil. Oil, oil. Call it Biden, whatever you want to call it. Can you be Seis to that on Shabbos? Can you be Seis to the Mechitza Mater? Yeah, same column. Whatever the case, it'll be the Dura Bolin, you can call it. Whatever the call is. It's a Toldo. Same thing. Yeah, well, Machmer is Seis to it. Yeah. Mechayim Noach has a question. Kamal Shmir Shabbos, it says, really depends if right now you're using it mitzad mechitz materas. The holy side over here, watch me machma mechitz materas, is the materas come to be, give the chshivas of the oil arai. Right now, we're not using it in the materas. Right now, it just happens to be a mechitz arai that's in the room that's not coming to matter anything. Therefore, right now, it's not coming to matter anything. What do you mean, seiser? Seiser, mechitz arai. Not me mechitzah mechitzah materas. Me mechitzah mechitzah arai. Therefore, example to the Pesach Shuvas. Let's say a person had a mechitza that they put up before Shabbos. My terrorist by the case of Simchas Torah. They want to put it out so the old people can sit behind the mechitza. If you want to take down the mechitzas during Simchas Torah, that being Soyser on mechitza my terrorist. Let's say the dancing is finished over here. Now it being Soyser? Nothing. Being Soyser is an Arai thing. The Mataris, the Meister, went away, wants to tie in Smotar. Unless you want to say it's the Benesh Mosh is being, they're dancing, then also they're being this Katsoi. Amongst the Benesh Mosh couldn't take it down. But otherwise, you want to tie it right now, but Poyle, it's not a Mataris. Right now, it's just an Arai. I the Meister Mutter. The whole Sheep is what the Mataris. Here, I'm not being Maksh with Mataris anymore. So by default, it's only an Arai. I the Meister Mutter. Love you, Soyser.
Can you use it when you build it? Let's say I build it. I'm not using it right now to make it a terrace. I'm going to use it enter later on. Right now, I'm making it. So
the person can say, well, I'm building now. So I write some more to come later on and use it on my terrace. No problem.
No, he has a good point. In other words, right now you're putting it up.
But why am I putting it up for? What's my kavono?
Later on.
What's your kavono?
Not right now.
Why are you putting it up for?
To matter.
So you were mashing right now. But I know, but what was your kavono?
And
now I'm being soyser because now it's just Larry. It happens to me that's bothering me. Or you could argue the point. They bring down Labiyash for simple bottom, someone else being Machmer. Not like a Shmir Shabbos. Not like an Orcha Shabbos. They want Tainan. And then they're being soyser an oil that's being matter. There was matter. I said most of them seem to go like the Shmir Shabbos. Say, at the end of the day, I said Tainan over here, but Etzim, it's not being matter anything anymore. Which is Larry. No Shivas to it anymore. Now, the simple understanding is, every time something is oil, over the Issa of oil, over the Issa of Akata, the case of Saiser. However, there's a Shayat Sin over here, so the Kolam and Alf does not sound this way. It discusses, they get to be over the Issa of oil, you have to do two things. The Mechabit's case is the case of a Mito. According to Mechabit, the case of a Mito without any Mechitas Lamais of water does not go like the Rashbo. We should put Chosh for the Rashbo. So, what's the case of the Mito in Sir Dalit? Says the Chavetz Chaim, the case over here is when you built the chitzas on Shabbos, and you built also the mitzvah on Shabbos. I mean, I've added the frame of the mitzvah is fine. With all of that, you put the mechitzas on Shabbos and the mitzvah there on Shabbos. What happens before Shabbos? You already had mechitzas. Now you want to put on top of that the bed. Come to Chavetz Chaim, he says in that case the ma'aser it's mutter. Why? Because you only did the bed, the oil without the mechitzas. However, said the Chavetz Chaim, if he's there, then the Isser drop on the stereo, it's chumum in the case of Binyan. Could come over here and say to take off the case of the bed, maisi over the Isser of Saiser. That means the simple reading of the Chavetz Chaim is that stereo is Muhammad in the case of being boiling the oil. By boiling the oil, if you have mechitza before Shabbos, to put the oil there, the mice on top, mice is mutter. However, take off the oil, and leaving the chitz behind the mice, that's usher. A peltic and chiddush in the Chavetz Chaim that soyser is more common in the case of being binding the oil. The Chaim grappled with two avenues, one with Tzadzor, one with Tzadzor, one with Makor. One is the Makor Shavoy, where do you get the idea of building mechitzas? Tzadzor said the Kuf on Daflam Beis and Beyo, the Sugyo putting a Kedeo on top of a case of a Kiro. Over here, the Kimti is what? How can you put it there? I had Shabbos putting an oil on top of a case of mechitzas. No, the mechitza was there before Shabbos. In fact, the Chaim Noam Shalom Zaman Olam Mishavruo. So, if so, when you take off the pot, according to Chavetz Chaim, the Sharetzin, it means Saiser, like I'm leaving mechitza behind. The Sharetzin just said the dinner Saiser worse than the case of Baino. So, how in the world do you ever take a pot off the case of Akira? Bob Kasha. But in the second Kasha, the Svaro, why in the world should Saiser be more common in the case of being binding the oil? Soyser is the absence of oil. If oil you have to build the mechitzas and build the bed and have the oil, but it's soyser. You have to soyser the mechitzas and be soyser the oil, both together over here. So the Guru, one way how they want to answer the Chavetz Chaim is that does not mean the kimt over here, it's a difference in din. It means there's a difference in mitzias. The Sefer bin Minchas Ariel, you want to say the Pshat, the Yisub Chaim Knievsky, you want to say the Pshat, the Chavetz Chaim. And now the Chavetz Chaim is saying Soyser is worse than Din. About Soyser is the same thing in Din. Just he's saying the Metzis is different. Biar Dover. Person that had Mechitz there before Shabbos, could a person be Oiva Boino? No, if you put the oil on top, the Meister can be Oiva Boino. The oil when you put it on top. Could it be Oiva Soyser? It can be Oiva Soyser. When he takes away side the oil, it takes away the Mechitzis. Not Saisa is worse than Din. Saisa is worse than Metzia Shabbai. That could be over Saisa and a Kimna cannot be over Baino. How? When the Mechitza were there before Shabbos. Why the Mechitza there before Shabbos cannot be over Baino? In the case of Mito, I can't be. I put a bed there. It's Maisa's mortar. Could I be over Saisa? I could. How? I take away the oil and I take away the Mechitzas. So my Metzia is worse. But Avadu. When I move them away, I move them. I have to move them away. Just like my oil I've put there, I put the bed on top, I take away, I take the frame away, I take the walls away, the climb away. I have to move it from its place. But again, the Chofetz Chaim is saying, again, it's not a simple meaning. The simple meaning is, it's a difference in Din, which is massive Chiddush. The way to answer this kasha is, he agrees, Avadu, you take away both. You take away inside the kio, inside the kedera. Move them both. You only move one away, that's the only answer over here. Now, in some ways, and Sevdala, that we bring down the dim of being Moisif to the case of a Tevach. We have a Tevach, we have a lap of Moisif. Pashas, a person can be Saiser, also till the Tevach. That means a person, let's say, had a Mechitza of a Tevach, wants to be Moisif to it, on Shabbos, no problem. And then on Shabbos, also can be Saiser until the case of a Tevach. Back and forth, no problem. That means, let's say you hold your stroll as a problem, making oil, you have a Tevach open of the hood, you can close it, and then back and forth till Tevach, back and forth. The question is, Kamlu Chaznish, one time, let's say a person had the whole entire oil open before Shabbos. And now, on Shabbos, he wants to be Saiser till the case of a Tevach. I mean, if you only had a Tevach before Shabbos, I want to make Meitzif Tevach, Saiser Tevach, do the Tevach, Meitzif Motor. Kamlu Chaznish, he wants a Taino. The whole Makar in the Gemara is very clear by the case of the boat. You have a Tevach on Shabbos back and forth. Mash Enkin, when you have before Shabbos 20 Tvachim, and on Shabbos you want to go back to the case of a Tevach, the Maisi says, where's your Makar to matter it? You mean, so this is a case of oil? I know the Maisi goes this way. Now, come on the Urcha Shabbos, and he wants a Taino, or at least he wants to limit the Chiddush of the Chaznish. But come on, according to Chaznish, if you have your oil open of your stroller, you can't push it back down until the case of a Tevach. You want a Taino, it really depends if it's nicker in the oil in of itself to be so go back to the case of a Tevach. The old tshuva of a stroller is made to go back and forth. Then the Maisi want Taino is not nichel in the chum of the Chaznish. The only case of the Chaznish to be machmir is in the case where, at the end of the day, we do not see it's made to go back and forth. Before Shabbos Maisi is made to be in oil, we're right to be so in the case of a Tevach. Aftana Shani, some Gobonim exam for Shabbos, and then there's another way. At the end of the day, there'll be Moshe Matevach, what can be Saisa in the case of a Tevach? So Machlis over here, the Abnezer versus Chasnish, in the case of the oil is made before Shabbos, can be Saisa until a case of a Tevach.
Generally,
we'll get to that by Zosha. Next over, if you don't mind. Now, in the case of Saisa over here, we have the case doing things in Sef Gimel and Sef Vav, doing it Lamay Lamata, doing the case of backwards. By the case of Stiro, can you also do it backwards? That means, an Afkamina is, my kids, when they made this tent over here, on Shabbos, playing tent, can I, like, undo the tent backwards? Usually, how do you undo a tent? Take the top off, and then take out the chairs. No, I tell everyone to hold the blankets, and take out the chairs. Just like in the case of Lamay Lamato. Lamay Lamato is water from sake of oil. Is Saiser, again, same question, worse than the case of oil? Is it worse? It's still worse than the bite of the oil over here. Come on, the Chaznish, you want to say, the Chodeshani says, the reason why it is worse, because what's the whole of this, why Lamato, Lamay Lamaisa is going to be water? Lamay Lamato is why? Because Maisa, the way how you build, you have a certain sewer. You do this, and the other way. Saiser, you do this way, you do that way. No, there's no real set mahalach. Any way you do it, it's destroying something. So it's not a real shin over here. Then if you come and want to be machman, say to doing it backwards by slices does not work. Atzad Hashanim, the Shmir Shabbos brings down, so Gobonim, even say, but Olaro, it's kind of why not? In the day, it's not normal to undo a oil backwards. No one takes off first the shears and then takes out the blanket. Why not? Interesting Shal Lalocho is this case of Stiro backwards, Lamay Lamato. Now, Negeta Lamay Lamato, really the second Sefov over here, The kimna were coming from the sugya of chavias. You have the case of these barrels over here that you put one and then the other and a third one on top of it. The first, the ma'isa, why is it also for? The ma'isa hashes, you don't want the space underneath. Says the mishbua, says the taz, calling the taz. You do want the space because otherwise I'll have a case of ifush, will spoil the wine over here. So I want the space underneath. That means it's very clear, not for protection. Just the fact you want the space underneath, it's nothing to get a space. Ma'isa, come look over here. To be mach the case of chavis, unless you do a case that's backwards over here. Now, what's the other case of backwards is mutter? How do you understand the side of backwards? Let's say, for example, for the bed on top of something, you have to put one brick, a second brick, and a third brick. Three bricks over here. So, if backwards over here, the case where you hold the mattress on top, or the bed on top, and then you can do straight, one, two, and three. But no, when you hold the mattress, now everything has to be backwards. Three, someone has to hold the third brick, the second guy has to hold the second brick, and the other guy has to put the first brick underneath. Does everything have to be done backwards? No, once the thing at top is backwards, that mice is enough. The old Arai, Chaim Son, Kamal, he wants to be arrived from the Sugyo, then everything has to be backwards. Let me do things in Shlavim, has to be the thing at top is backwards, the tent, the oil, and the third brick, and the second brick, and the first brick. Now, when you say things have to be done backwards, you look peculiar. You look at every single kemto. So, unfortunately, the sugya, the Rashba, the Ritva, the sugya Mishmeres, is Batsim, because the case is backwards. Since that's a derech, says the Rashba, the Ritva, that's not a case of backwards. And therefore, at the end of the seminar, if you give on the Sharatim, will bring down the idea of doing Lamay Lamata is not the Soyd Lamay Lamato. The Soyd is a case of Shinoi, it has to be backwards. If it's Shinoi Lamay, then we have the case that's being moderate.
To take off the chovas from barrels,
it's
also
soy oil. If you leave the mechitzas behind,
two barrels.
So again, why not? Volume. Yeah. Now we're saying on the case over here of doing the ma'ala matter. The kimt over here is a case that is a mixas oil, is a mito. Not a case of being megan. Not a case of geshem. So, is there an eitzah, let's say in the case of a stroller, first you can hold the rain cover, and hold it up, and put the stroller underneath. That's the case of being megan. Maybe the ma'ala matah only works for the case of mixes oil, and not being case of being megan, the case of protection. And there is a Torah Shabbos, the Maisa wants to be machmer. Maisa is a chaznish, he points out, from the Sugya Daf, Gimel on a base, case of by a mace. As Kavla Prius, the case of the Gemara speaks out, how they did everything backwards over there. Big mavuch among the choyim is the hetem miyuchad as kavla brias. Pashas is even without kavla brias. The idea of the ma'ala mata even works for a case of making, protecting the case of the mace. And then the swarm bring down the orchah shabbos to perform all arai. That even ma'ala mata, again the gemara's case of mixes oil, negates all cases negates to give oil. Be motor, do it backwards. Yes. Now, the case. Yeah, mutter, even in case of a protection. Now, we start off mentioning a case that my kids last time on the sugar of oil. Isaiah, as always, to have the akimto of having oil in my house. I wake up one Shabbos afternoon. I see my kids. I took five different chairs from my table, put them around, took like a bunch of blankets on top of it, and Maisa, I now have an oil in front of me on Shabbos with the chairs. So the question is, what to go do? Shalosh Shuvos is coming. Can they build an oil? Can they slice the oil? What to go do with the chairs over here? So of course, Tati's Machmer. So I moved the whole entire dining room table to the other side. I got all the chairs over there. And I went to Mincha. I said, I come back. The blankets are down. The chairs are away. They're all mixed together by the table over here. And I asked my kids, like, I moved the table. Like, did you see? I'm like, yeah, you do a lot of things, Tati. A lot of strange things. Fine. So the Maisha, I don't know what they think about me. So now I have over here these chairs over here. That you have a question of Maisha Shabbos. Mix with other chairs over here. Double sheets of my TMP. You even use the chairs on Shabbos. So first, can you use the chairs on Shabbos? What did they do? They just took it off a regular way. They didn't do a mistake. They didn't do a heter. What they did, they took off the gag, and they took off the move the chairs. So let's first analyze. Maisa Shabbos. On that side of the Maisa, let's say Yid, let's say the older kids, middle age kids we're discussing over here. So then, Seisa oil aray, din rabbonim. Very simple. Then oimim mutter, shegek, bokarom, shegek din rabbonim, mishbuah paskins, no maisa shabbos, mutter.
But even so, nothing was done to the chair.
And therefore?
Chair is not maisa shabbos, even if
the... So you say, if a guy brings you water, there's no issue having enough from the water, or brings you anything, no issue to have it, he's saying.
Chair was there, it was mutter before shabbos.
Again,
it was mutter 5 minutes.
That's by Yisrael, and then he still does a passing like that, and he came from a guy.
You can still sit on the chair.
No, passing on the bialoch, and then I'm asking him, what?
You can still sit on the chair where it is, you just can't
pull it. Right, so tell everyone to... The chair where they... Because everyone knows you put the chair underneath the table, because that's where it belongs. Tell them not to move it. We have to push the table. So again, so you're telling a person not to move the chair. Okay, let's be a little practical over here. Lloyd, you start clearing. What is a kid? A kid we spoke out in Simon Shulchan Beis, Sif Yud, that we have Mugavom, Api, Tyson, and Kuvcha Beis, what a Mishua, Be Alocho, even Kesh Yasu, and we get a guy. Who exactly did the guy do it for? Well, we need chairs for the meal over here. That's something we start really clearing, not the way. We have a Mishibruah and Reish Ayin Vav, the Bialoch calling it Eli Rabo. The guy comes along to Mesak in the Ner, and he extinguishes it and then puts it back. Pashas, the kids, when they're doing it, they took away the chairs for themselves, and they know they had to put it back for themselves, otherwise you couldn't be able to take it and play oil over here. So the Chor, if the Nichli get of a guy, I think they'll be under the category of like a guy with Misakin there by mistake and put it out, they're undoing it mitzad themselves. And therefore, what's mitzad themselves, the chubim mutter mitzad a maestro of a goy. So I think whether they give the maestro the older kids, the maestro of Yisrael, or maestro goy, I don't think the chair is the maestro also. Now the question is, do they do is it also or not? Let's go now to give oil. Could a kid play tent? Is the mutter the zachek oil be Shabbat? Mabayava. So we spend the whole shalosh discussing, I'll not make oil be Shabbat. Why should look around the Svarim, whether it's Simcha Bonim, or the Orchor Shabbos, or a Ribiyat, or Arai, or Karp, or Ketubas? What's the answer? Pashas even, they start clearing the Ole Shabbos that came out a couple of months ago. The Orchor Shabbos again wrote over there, so analyzing why the kids making the oil over here for. Is this Mamash oil of derisive protection? Is it mixes oil? What are they doing it for? So it comes out that Pashas, I know my kid lived inside the oil for Mamash a week. Fine. So it's Mamshur to be inside to keep the parents out, right? I don't want to leave me alone. I'm sleeping here. Can't come inside. It's my place over here. So he put the oil in the dining room. And he lived there. So Mamshur case of protection over here. So Luchor be nichle get oil already, and he made mechitz even now mechitz. Luchor should be case it's also. And every seven ma'isa asks to play oil on Shabbos. Let's take oil tent for ma'isa debaya. I mean, kids keep doing it. Fine, that's a kasher. Building upon that. If so, they start clearing, can you play Lego on Shabbos? Kaplo, make negative tiles. People might say build over your houses. In the case where there's no oil, fine, no problem. When you build a case of a house, in the other might have a case of oil over there. Who are hockey like kids? How can adults build a house on Shabbos in the case of Lego? You have a bayah of oil. Playing oil is also, so this should be also. For this reason, come along to Orchor Shabbos. And also, Machzel Yorah, Falk, is a true about, said, Maestro, what's the answer? To play Lego as oil should be also. I said the same, Simcha Bonim being done from Scheinberg, and the Svarim go this way. When you play Lego, why is it Issa Baino? Why is it Issa exclusive? Do you represent something over here? Just like so you understand somehow, we have to listen to your Baino, that things are etzim, not something real over here. To limit the tense is real. Something represents something else. It's called a game. Games not really building something. The kids call it, it's called Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu. I'll make things do a Ki'ilu. Not real. Ki'ilu. We're not really fighting. We're Ki'ilu fighting. Fine. Ki'ilu. So the ghetto Ki'ilu, that's called Achshiva. Is it creating something on Shabbos? Has any mila to it over here on Shabbos? It's like it's not pointless. It's not good. It's not oil also. It's Ki'ilu. Ki'ilu is no Achshiva to it. It's alright. No Achshiva to it. Maisa Machloikis. Like before, we mentioned the case of by Lego, by Boina, what you go do. That's very simple. Adults, the mice don't do it. Kids, yes, I mean, let's make. So when they get sick of Lego over here, also, they get sick of oil. A lot of adults don't do that way. They try to don't do it. Mice, for kids, yes, I mean, let's make. Now, in this case over here, to be safe to the oil, again, my kids over here made this tent with the chairs over here. Can you be safe to it? So come along, Pasha says, it's also, if you can't make it, says the Orcha Shabbos, says the Karpin, it might be Seisir, it's also. Again, they do bring down from Liashiv, a Chiddush Otsum, of Karpin brings down, they asked Liashiv this question, he said, the kids have no koyach to ask the cheers and to ask the blankets for the parents. It's theirs. They have no koyach to answer. Rav Karp himself, holds the Shabbos, but Shabbos goes on further and says, I don't understand. So if kids build a house, you can be Seisir it. Mice, at the end of the day, there's oil there. Who cares? They have a shus and no shus. The mice, at the end of the day, there's oil over here. You're being sliced in oil. They said maybe it's limit chos, but it's contributing down limit chos, they can't answer it. But how does that work? It's not, but there's oil over here. Pasha should be ulcer. However, to be sliced the oil, by case of doing it backwards, come on, save oil. I read the shatos, he says, Echnami can be sliced backwards. Hold the blanket, take it out underneath. I come down according to the Chaznish, according to the Shani, which says to do something backwards, the Maaser will not have the Heter. At the end of the day, it's Nichon Negeda of Seisir, only to make it will have the Heter. The Chori cannot be Seisir backwards. According to the Ol Arai, the Shmir Shab, the Chori can't be Seisir backwards. Yesh v'yesh. The last step over here is a case Negeda to Oil at Habasorim. That means over here, as I clearly am all being down, that you have one save on one side, one save on the other side, you put a save on top. Since you not need the oil underneath, Maisa would not come to be machmer at all. In a case over here, we have dal mechitzas. Then the mishmur says nochel lochish with the shita of the taz. Now, first the gedus form as kovedus form the David study over here. Machloik is taz versus mogel avrom. The person have a right to take the sefer, put it over here and put it underneath. Or can doing chabura can take it, give an example with a sefer. That's called using a sefer. Can you do that? Great question. So Maisa, can you put it underneath and lift it up? So to go use it, the loch is. Once it's there, everyone agrees. Once the sefer is there, put it on top, maisa it's mutter. To go use it, machloek is tal versus magavrom, which we said, machloek matzorech, the maisa can be mekel. Find David's study. Now, to get to this case over here, come along the mishmurah, bring down the taz, they want to put a mapa on top of a shulchan. That means a shulchan is like a case of svarim. According to mishmurah, has no tzorech for the avro underneath. Says the mishmurah, the reason why Allah put a mapa on top, he has two reasons. One is, from the mapa to the table, there's no avro there. There's nothing there. What he says, that you do not need the avir underneath the table. Now the question they do ask, Mishmua says, when you have dal mechitzas to be chayshish, clearly there are curtains hanging down on all four sides, a map over here, true, but there's no oil. And they get from the table to the mapo, will that be the dal mechitzas over here? According to Mishmua, he says to be chayshish with the sheet of the Rajbo, and the acid over here. Very Shvel, my sister simple, but wants a taino. The only time Mishmur being machmed down mechitzas is only when the case over here where mechitzas are good mechitzas. Wall, stark, chizik. Case of the curtain that mamish blocks nothing, go back and forth. One time from over here, even the Mishmur the Meisel does not want to aser. Because that Meisel is a flimsy mechitzas does not count a down mechitzas over here. But the Meisel, we skip Sefei. Sefei be'ikir is a Aschola of Sivches, Suga of Kizit Traskol leads the Suga of Mitriot, umbrellas, and therefore, Bezer Shem, next time we'll stop from Sefei and go on further. Aschlochel.
Abbas says that the Mechitzas are with, Shmurbi, that the Mechitzas are with 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 the M